Good Monday. Today is September the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the EPA recently released a plan to protect vulnerable species from pesticide exposure. We're going to take a little bit more detailed look at this and what it means for agriculture in Northwest Ohio and around the nation coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently released its Vulnerable Species Action Plan that sets out ways to protect from pesticides 27 plant and animal species identified as imperiled or in danger of extinction. Now, the plan was released as part of the agency's ongoing response to a 2023 court settlement on the Endangered Species Act. The EPA plans to incorporate mitigations from the VSAP, that's the action plan, into applicable pesticide actions, even if the EPA has not yet determined effects under the Endangered Species Act or consulted with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the EPA said in a news release. The agency said it plans to address species listed by the National Marine Fisheries Service through a separate process. Now, the 27 species identified and listed as vulnerable by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the lower 48 states, the EPA said the species included 18 plants and 9 animals. The agency said it added 7 species and removed 7 others during the formation of the plan. The EPA also expects to add more species through a formal consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The plan calls for mitigation strategies such as buffer zones to prevent species exposure to pesticide spray drift. The agency also plans to release maps identifying species and their habitat in the coming months. The plan states that when the EPA has developed different strategies that apply to pesticide, any current mitigation strategies would first apply. Now, the plan includes mitigations for common exposure routes, including spray drift and runoff, but also addresses other routes for pesticide exposure to the vulnerable species. Examples would include on-field exposure to a vulnerable species and pesticide volatilization. Now, Lori Ann Bird, Environmental Health Director at the Center for Biological Diversity, said the EPA's framework was a good step toward protecting the most vulnerable species. Pesticide vulnerable endangered species and animals obviously need to be protected from pesticides in their most important homes, and the EPA's plan says it intends to do just that. Now, among the species listed in the plan are the Atwater's greater prairie chicken, that's native to the coasts of Texas and Louisiana, the Buena Vista Lake ornamental shrews, those are in Southern California, rusty-patched bumblebees, now those are historically found in the eastern U.S. and upper Midwest, Wyoming toads, and also 5 endangered plant species from Lake Wales Ridge, that down in Florida. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions, talk a little bit about the poultry industry and what's in store for the industry in the coming year. USDA's Gary Crawford has this report.
The Agriculture Department is out this week with its newly revised forecasts for production and prices for the poultry industry, both for broilers and turkeys. Now, in most years, the outlook stories for those two products are very similar, but not this time.
Broilers and turkey, kind of opposite situations there.
With a promising outlook for broiler producers, troubling times for the turkey folks. This from USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski. He says despite the possibility of somewhat lower broiler prices in the coming months, the outlook for the nation's broiler producers looks pretty good. He says the broiler industry next year is set to boost output by more than 500 million pounds, and partly as a result of that increase, broiler prices may fall by a tiny 0.33 cents per pound next year, down to $1.28 a pound.
But still overall, fairly favorable market outlook for broilers, and looking at good margins into 2025, especially with the lower feed costs.
Which are, in some cases, running 20 to 30% lower than last year. So that's the good side, the good news side of things, the broiler side. But for the nation's turkey producers, it's not the greatest of times right now.
Production continues to decline, and prices are declining as well.
Mark Jekinowski says turkey producers have been trying to keep production down and support prices, get them up at least stable in the face of declining consumer demand for turkey. USDA has lowered its forecasts for this year's turkey production down to about 5 billion pounds.
Lowest U.S. production since 1995, but even despite that, margins are still weak, and we're not looking at much improvement into 2025 either.
But maybe some improvement. Let's look at the turkey price situation. USDA is projecting for this year an average price of
93.7 cents per pound. We lowered that again this month. And then for next year, we're forecasting an improvement, just given how low prices currently are and some optimism that demand might improve into next year. Turkey prices for 2025 forecast at $1.03 per pound.
Not a great price, but it would be about 9 cents higher than this year. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.